2025 held its share of sports highlights for Caldwell County. In May, history was on Madisonville's side, but the present belonged to the Caldwell County Lady Tigers.
Ground ball to short. Butts has it to Holman for one. Throw to first. Double play! And the game is over, and Caldwell County has won the district championship 6-2 over Madisonville, turning a 6-4-3 double play.
The Lady Tigers won their first district softball championship in 23 years, riding a grand slam from Harper Holman to a 6-2 victory over Madisonville. The Lady Maroons had won the previous 11 7th district championships. The championship is Caldwell's first in the 7th district. The Lady Tigers' 2002 title came as a member of the 5th district. Caldwell had finished as runner-up to Madisonville each of the past 7 seasons. It was an early Christmas present for Caldwell County fans. Speaking of Christmas, basketball fans watching the Kentucky-Indiana game last month at Rupp Arena saw Santa Claus switch from a red outfit to a more appropriate blue suit. Later, we found out the man behind the white beard wasn't from the North Pole. He was Princeton native Wynn Stevens.
Yeah, so I was up on the concourse doing a little crowd work, and Gray Goodwin, who's Todd and Chansey's youngest son, was up there. And, you know, Chansey obviously grew up next door to me there on Washington Street years ago, and so we've known Gray all of his life, I guess. And he saw me and kind of looked twice and was like, "Win?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm betting." So we went down. Todd was there. Went down to say hi to him. And so I think he's the one that posted something about Big Blue Santa's from Princeton. So it was fun to see them and catch up with them for a few minutes.
Stevens now lives in Lexington and is executive director at Children's Advocacy Center of the Bluegrass. It was Christmas in October for the Caldwell County Lady Tiger volleyball team, which picked a great time to play some of its best volleyball of the season. The Lady Tigers won for the 8th straight match when they rallied to defeat Madisonville North Hopkins 3-2 in the 7th District Championship game at the Cab. Madisonville had defeated Caldwell twice during the regular season. The Lady Tigers outlasted Madisonville 20-25, 25-19, 19-25, 25-18, 15-9 in a 5-set thriller for the district championship. Princeton native Emma Talley was a member of the newest class of the Kentucky Golf Hall of Fame in 2025. A special evening was held in November at the Marriott Louisville East to celebrate the individuals who have made a meaningful and lasting impact on golf in Kentucky. Talley's amateur career is one of the most decorated in Kentucky history. She's a 3-time state champion, the 2013 U.S. Women's Amateur Champion, and 2015 NCAA Division I Individual Champion while playing for the University of Alabama. After turning professional in 2017, Talley joined the LPGA Tour, where she earned over $1.4 million before retiring. Local football fans will remember a strange night at Tiger Stadium in September. Just when you thought the Caldwell County-Trigg County football rivalry had already seen a little bit of everything, came an hour and 18-minute lightning delay and a light outage, all before the Tigers and Wildcats could kick off their 73rd meeting on the gridiron. The game was scheduled for a 7 o'clock kickoff, but did not get underway until 8:18 p.m. because of lightning in the area. Caldwell's homecoming ceremony began around 8 o'clock, but was delayed itself when the lights at Tiger Stadium went out just seconds before the homecoming queen was to be announced. When the game finally started, Caldwell turned away Trigg 47-22 at Tiger Stadium in the annual 139 Bowl. Other highlights from 2025 saw the Caldwell County track teams both finish as region runners-up. The Tigers went on to bring home a fourth-place trophy from the state track meet. Two former Tigers hit milestones in college basketball action. Darian Boyd topped 1,000 points in NCAA play and went over 2,000 points on the college level while at the College of Charleston. Jabrion Spikes topped 1,000 points in college while playing at Tennessee State. And that's a look at some of the top sports stories from 2025. This is Todd Griffin for your News Edge.